Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. First off, I want to say happy Valentine's Day. At the time that this episode will be released, it is officially Heart Day, and I know people can have mixed feelings about Valentine's Day. I personally think it's so fun. I mean, let's be honest, I love any excuse to decorate my house and bake heart-shaped cookies and wear pink and do all of the holiday-themed things. And I feel like a lot of times people can put a lot of pressure on holidays, but I just like to make it fun for my kids, and we don't put a lot of pressure on it with me and my husband, so it's always a good time for us. But in honor of the Day of Love, I thought it would be really fun if I shared three of my tried and true ways for how to show your clients love. This episode is going to be a mini episode, but it extends not just to virtual assistants, but the concepts that are within this episode would work perfectly if you have a product-based business, run a brick-and-mortar store, or even if you have an online service offering that might be different than a virtual assistant. So I just want to preface that before you guys are like, oh, skipping this one, not a virtual assistant, because trust me, these three tips are gold no matter what type of business you have. One of the things that I've been thinking a lot about over, I would say, the past like 2 months is our client experience and how can I improve that? Whether that's from creating more sustainable automations in my business to making sure I'm in tune with each and every one of our clients to making sure that they're happy and satisfied from, you know, the time that they initially reach out to us all the way through the process, even looking at client relationships that we've had a long time and how can we improve those as well. And that's sort of where this idea of showing your clients love came from. And I really was able to break it down into three simple categories. So the first piece of advice that I can give for how to most effectively show your clients love is going to be all around clear and effective communication. One of the biggest things that you'll notice, especially in an online business, is how vitally important communication is. And in looking back at some clients where things didn't exactly work out, or maybe it wasn't a good fit, usually it comes back to ineffective communication and not being clear and not setting up healthy boundaries. So my number one advice is to pick a form of communication that feels comfortable both for you and for your client. It can be really easy, especially in the beginning, to just say whatever works for you and whatever's easiest for you and whenever you work, I work, and whenever you need something, I'll be there, because we obviously want to provide the very best experience for our clients. But at the end of the day, that's not always realistic. And it's also not sustainable over time, especially as you go to balance multiple clients. And not to mention, you're going to end up losing your sanity. And if you realize that you love a specific form of communication as opposed to others, it's okay to say, this is the form of communication that I use. I guarantee your clients will be fine with that. So for me, we love to use email as our main form of communication for clients, and we use Slack as our main form of communication as a team. And designating these two forms of communication, one, make it really easy because everything's all in one place. So I'm not looking at a Slack message, and then I'm looking at email, and then I'm looking at text messages, and then I'm looking at, you know, maybe a direct message that a client sent on social media, and it doesn't feel like the communication is all over the place. Instead, it's all in one place. The second reason that I like these two forms of communication is because by not giving out your personal cell phone number, not that there's anything wrong with this, because I do have clients that have my personal cell phone number, it allows you to have much more clear boundaries around when you're going to be working, when they can expect communication, and when they can't. And it also allows you to be a lot more efficient when you're working, because something like email or even Slack is something that you can mute. And you can check your email just once a day or twice a day at certain times of the day, get in, do what you need to do, and then hop out without it sucking away time throughout your day over and over and over. And if you find that these things are, then I would recommend setting up some boundaries around them, whether it's you silence your notifications while you're working on a project, or you close out of your email tab altogether so that you don't see new emails coming in when you're in the middle of working on something. Because as much as we want clear and effective communication, we also don't want it to overrun the other parts of our business to the point where we can't get anything done. I also recommend setting up communication guidelines. And this is usually best done in the beginning, but you can always tweak and adjust and redirect as needed throughout the client relationship. And I know I personally have done this. What I mean by communication guidelines is when you'll be available to communicate with. So if your working hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, great, then let your client know. If your working hours are in the mornings or in the evenings, that's okay too. It doesn't really matter what the working hours are as long as they are clearly communicated and you're okay with your working hours and your clients are okay with the working hours. And that's, again, usually something that I suggest addressing at the beginning of the relationship, and then you can always readdress as need be throughout the relationship. Another thing that you can do for clear and effective communication is setting up something along the lines of a canned email response, meaning that, or automated, however you want to say it, meaning that if somebody emails you and let's say it's 2 o'clock on a Monday and you don't check your inbox in the middle of the day, then they get an automated response that says, "Hey, thanks so much for reaching out and inquiring about our services. I only check my inbox in the mornings, so expect to hear from me Tuesday morning between 10 and 12, or something along those lines of when they can expect to hear from you and when you'll be in your inbox and how long a response will take. Just a pro tip that you can do as well, you can even tuck in underneath the bottom of that email, you could put something along the lines of, if you're looking for ways to book my services, click here. If you're looking for a chance to schedule a call with me, click here. If you're looking for examples of my work, click here, and it takes them to your portfolio. That way it kind of eliminates some of those preliminary questions that they might possibly be asking you. If you have a website, this might live on your website, in which case you could say, if you're looking for this, this, or this, click here, and it takes them to your website. Now, I know a lot of people can be afraid of a canned email response because they feel like it's ingenuine. But I will have to say that you'll probably notice that you are sending the same 5 to 10 emails, just different variations, depending on what type of email you're receiving. So don't be afraid to, one, set up canned email responses. And then two, don't be afraid to say, like, hey, I only check my inbox once a day. People would much rather know, like, hey, I only check my inbox once a day and get a canned email response than be like, okay, why is this person not responded to me for the past like 24 or 48 hours? Okay, the second thing in how to show our clients love is to under-promise and over-deliver. And this is one of those sayings that has truly been around for forever. It still holds true today. And the last thing that you want to do is overpromise and underdeliver. I use this concept a ton when thinking about deadlines and communicating with clients, especially on things like what all I can commit to and when they can expect things back from me. And this is especially important if you are working on projects with clients, whether you're a designer or you do social media posts or you edit things for somebody. It doesn't really matter what it is that you do, but this same concept applies. So for instance, I always like to give myself a grace period window just in case something last minute comes up. And this might look like telling a client, no problem, give me 24 hours and I will get that back to you. Even if I know I have some free time this afternoon and my turnaround time might actually be only 2 or 3 hours, letting them know, hey, it's going to be 24 hours, one, sets the tone for them to not expect me every single time to be able to turn something around in an hour, because that's not going to be always be realistic in the future. And two, when they do receive it early, not only are they pleasantly surprised, but this helps to build loyalty and trust because it shows you know how to stick to a deadline. The last thing you want to say is, okay, no problem, I'll get that back to you within an hour. And then 6 hours goes by because something came up and you weren't able to get it back to them and they're wondering where their piece of content is. It also is super helpful in case something last minute does pop up. So for instance, if you're like, okay, well, on my calendar, my afternoon's free, that doesn't mean that you can't have 3 other things pop up in the business that you need to take care of in addition to that piece of content that that client asked you for. So allowing yourself those 24 hours gives you plenty of time, and then you're still able to hit that deadline no matter what. And if it takes up to the full 24 hours, then no harm, no foul, because guess what? You said 24 hours and they had it within 24 hours, so everybody's happy. This same concept applies not only to when you're delivering, let's say, a specific piece of content. You can over-deliver in the quality of work that you do by doing something along the lines of adding on an extra piece of content that you know that they would love. So let's say you're making a social media graphic and you promise the client 5 social media graphics, but you're on a roll and you can easily make 7. Throwing those extra 2 in there and just being like, hey, I made a few extra just so you had some options, shows that you know how to take initiative. And it also is such a surprise to your client that they're like, oh my gosh, this person is amazing. I love working with her. She not only delivered me exactly what I was looking for, but she over-delivered, which is always better. This could even look like taking initiative and not waiting for direction. So something along the lines of, hey, I noticed that you have a new YouTube video up and I think that would make a really great email. Would you want me to put that together for you? As opposed to waiting for the client to be like, I could really use an email about my YouTube video. Let me ask Amanda if she can do that. It's like one less thing for them to think about. They don't feel like they have to reach out to you and ask you, and they appreciate you taking note of things within their business and saying how you can help support them. The third and final thing on our list for how to show your clients love is quarterly check-ins. And this is a great way to gather information on a more formal basis and make sure there isn't anything that you can improve upon or you might be missing. It also gives the client an opportunity to give you feedback without feeling like they have to have like a formal conversation. So a quarterly check-in could be a 15-minute phone call. It could be a quick email. It could be a Google form that you create, or it could be like a type form survey, all of which are free. It could be sent via email, usually via email, but it also could be sent via Slack or any other messaging tool that you use. I want to point out that not only is this a great way for you to gather feedback, so thinking about things like, Are they happy? Is there anything you can improve upon? What's their favorite part about working with you? What pieces of content do they love having? You know, all of those things. It's also a really great way for you to gather testimonials without specifically saying like, hey, can I have a testimonial? Because more likely than not, there will be some questions that you can put in there that will prompt them to give you the response that you want in order for them to have like a glowing review. And if for some reason there's some information in there that's not a glowing review, don't take it personally. Just remember, this is an opportunity to grow. So if they say, you know, I feel like sometimes it takes you a while to do X, Y, and Z, then great. Maybe you didn't realize that they thought it shouldn't take that long. And you can look at your process, or maybe it's a matter of they're getting the content to you late, and so you're not able to do your job, and then you're waiting on X, Y, and Z, and that might be something that you can address and then tweak going forward. So this is something that I think should be done on a quarterly basis. It could also be done on a monthly basis, or if quarterly is too much, you could do it once every 6 months, 1 year as like the very, very minimum. And you could also do this at the completion of a project. So if you're a project-based service provider and let's say you do graphic design, so you're designing somebody's website, I'm sure throughout designing the website, there's going to be touch points where you're asking for feedback, but asking for feedback on the overall process at the end is also going to be super beneficial. Or if for some reason you're offboarding a client, let's say that a client has notified you that they're no longer going to be working for you, and you've offboarded the client, sending in a check-in at the end to see how things went, how they feel, making sure loose ends are wrapped up is a great way to leave a really positive, lasting impression on them. Because more oftentimes than not, people remember the first impression and they remember a last impression. And all the stuff in the middle just is a little bit fuzzy. All right, guys, I hope that you guys enjoyed this little mini Valentine's Day episode on 3 ways to show your clients love. I hope this inspires you to take a peek at some things that you can do in your business, even if you pick just one of these to focus on. I know that by doing these things, you are going to end up with glowing clients who want to rave about you to all their friends. We also have a post all about this if you're looking for some tips and tricks on how to build up your business through referrals and through glowing testimonials. Head on over to the Virtual Assistant Studio .com/blog, and that post will be waiting for you there. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Hug that special person in your life, and until next time. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, please do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review. Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.